DJW Mobile.
What do you think you're doing out then about?
Watson used to say, I slipped out under the wire, or over the fence. It broke out. That's back when I used to work, that's what you did on Fridays, is you climbed the fence, you escaped. So I escaped.
Okay, so do I need to call your wife and let her know, or are we just going to keep this a secret?
Secret. She might see the footprint on the side of the wall where I tried to climb back in. You know, tomorrow when she walks past the wall and sees a big footprint on the wall, she'll know what that was.
Oh, me. Okay. Well, I went outside and shifted my antenna a little bit so that the longer leg of it, you know, it's all center fed. The longer leg it is pointing straight down to the ground because I don't have enough, acreage back here for 135 feet. I only have 90 feet. So I pulled the shorter leg over and that brought the longer leg up the tree some, and I'm able to tune it into 80 meters on my radio instead of having to use the tuner.
A flat top into an inverted L?
It's kind of like an inverted L, I guess. So I'm trying to bring it back to where it's going straight out. And it brought the SWR down enough to where the radio will tune, 80 meters. And it wouldn't tune 3915. I had to use my external tuner. And so I hooked up my antenna analyzer here, and the rig expert, and got it down to, I got it below 3.5, and so it'll tune that.
So you got it below 3.5 on the far side of the tune. So you got the exit of the transmitter, entrance into the tuner, exit of the tuner, entrance into the antenna. So between the tuner and the antenna, you got it when the analyzer is connected directly to the antenna and there's no tuners, not the radio tuner, not the external tuner, but the antenna itself, you got it down to 3.5? Okay, that's good. That's good enough. Because the external tuner combined with the internal tuner on the radio should be enough to get you there the rest of the way, and it's not all just going into creating heat. Like if you try to pull a 6 in, and the external tuner pulls the 6 down to 3, and the internal tuner pulls the 3 down to, you know, make the radio happy and transmit, usually all you're doing is creating localized heat in your ham shack. You're not really radiating that wire.
And so I don't know. I just got tired of, having to use the tuner for the external tuner for 80. When I wanted to check into the sideband net, and I have to use it with the amp. But if I'm not using the amp, I should be able to use the tuner on the radio.
That's correct, depending on two things, depending on where the net control operator is, where they're located, because some of them can be kind of far off, like down in Charleston sometimes. That's one of two, and the other of two is depending on whether or not the band's gone long already. Sometimes 80 meters goes long before that net, and then you can talk to people in Michigan, but you can't talk to people, three houses down from where you live.
This antenna seems to do pretty good, and since 10 is really, the main part is facing north and south, which means it's transmitting east and west. I guess I'm getting most of this off the vertical part of it, and which is fine. Tonight, the guy calling the net, Gary, KG4RUE, he's in Anderson, but he could hear me just fine.
And I am pulling into the drive-thru, so if I disappear on you, you'll know what happened to me. I'm in front of the window with the volume turned down. So where did you say Gary's located? This Gary?
No, somewhere in Anderson.
No, you might be using GroundWave to talk to him then.
Sure. So are you going to Zaxby's?
Down at the window, I'm at MacDo. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
KF4NXY, David, to you.
David, KF4NXY, what are you up to tonight?
I had to do a supper a little while ago and heard you and DJW in there and heard it was his time at the window, so I figured I'd jump in here and talk to you a minute till he gets through getting his food from the window.
He he's just out getting his supper. I ate supper at about, I don't know, 5:15 or 5:30. So and I it was a pickup. I went out to a Papa John's and got some pizza. And they had it ready for me. I just had to pull up, and he handed it to me, and I drove off. So that was pretty convenient. But anyway, so how is your back doing today?
Getting a little better. It's kind of a slow process, but it's getting a little better. Did you play tennis today?
It would have been a good day for it, but I generally don't play on Thursday, but I'm playing at noon tomorrow, and so if, as long as everything doesn't freeze tonight, and I don't think we're going to get down to freezing is what they're telling us anyway, unless their forecast is terribly wrong.
Hopefully you'll have good weather tomorrow. Well, I'll let you go. Dave might be through at the drive-thru by now. Y'all go ahead and pick it up. KF4NXY.
Bye, David.
Dave.
So, David, now you remember him?
That name sounds familiar, so where would I remember him from?
You know, you and Steve and what's his name? Phil. You and Steve and Phil, you joined a little bit. You started back on here a little bit before Steve and Phil did. But David Pearson was on here before that. You knew you were talking to him because when he gave his call sign out, it was KJ4YQK is what he used to say. Hang on a second. Somebody at the window wants me. Go ahead. But I'm back. They opened up another window. So now I got to do three windows instead of two. You still there?
I'm still here. Three windows. Wow. I've seen two, but I've never seen a drive-through with three.
Order the second one you pay, and the third one you pick up your food and go. And usually that works pretty good, but lately they haven't been able to have enough employees to drive the middle window. So you just pay where you pick up, and that's kind of slow because they have to handle money and food. And, you know, a single task is a whole lot easier to repeat than multiple tasks.
Well, the way I was talking to David about this, I went out Papa John's, but my wife orders it on her phone, and she's already got her credit card set up, and so charges for the order, and so when I get up to the window, he just hands me the pizza boxes, and I drive off. So it's real convenient, and when they put it in the oven, they tell her on the phone, and that's when I leave, and it'll be ready when I get there.
Similar to the process I use at McAllister's, I order it on my phone, and all the money had taken place on the phone right before I leave. And the time it takes me to get from home to get to there, I just drive up to the window, tell them my name, they hand it to me, and I leave. If I did it just right, I could drive through that drive-through and not stop my tires from rolling. Right? They'd be rolling the whole time. They'd just be rolling really slow when I was in front of the window, but then I give them my name, they turn around, pick it up and hand it to me, and I keep on going. Don't even stop.
That's the way it is at Papa John's. The other night I ordered, and I just ordered for myself. And so when I got there, he thought he'd messed up my order because my wife's order wasn't in there with mine. And he was going, "Whoa!" I said, "I'm eating by myself tonight."
That is amazing how they do that. I guess after a while you get to know if they come through regularly. Like I used to go to Starbucks every day at the end of work. I would leave work, I'd leave home, drive to Starbucks, get my coffee, and drive back home. That was my drive home from work. And I knew every one of them in the window, and they all knew me. But that's because they knew I was coming through there at that time every single day. But I've since then broken that habit and don't ever go to Starbucks hardly at all anymore.
The Starbucks, guy that quit going, yeah. I'll treat myself about once a week or so, but I hadn't been in a while.
I'm 3 of 3, so I may disappear again. Well, it doesn't look like I will. Thank you. So do you remember David KJ4 YQK? Do you remember him, or did he quit on here before you started?
Yeah, I remember him. I used to talk to him, is he not on here anymore?
It's been a while. You don't hear him like you used to. You know, this repeater of every 3 or 4 years, 2 or 3 to 3 or 4 years, the whole audience changes over. If you stay with it for a long time, you probably know that. And there was a period of time when you weren't on. There was a period of time when I wasn't on. But, he still gets on every now and then, but he's not on near as much as he used to be.
Yeah, there was a time, there was a couple of periods after I got my ticket that, you know, I wasn't on there much, and it was kind of sporadic, and of course I was in Charleston, you know, James Island for 2.5 years, but the rest of the time I've been up here in this area, so certainly able to hit the 6-1 repeater, and but yeah, you're right, the audience does change. In fact, there was a time we were talking one day. We had 5 Davids on here talking at the same time. You were probably one of them.
David that just left and David Pearson that we were just talking about, and you add David Stansel, W4KA, who is a big-time DXer upstate that used to be on here all the time, and that would make 5. We got a picture of 3 or 4 of us. We used to go out to Little Rebel on Friday nights or Saturday night, Friday nights. And we've got a picture of a bunch of us standing in a row, David cubed or quad or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but that was a while back. And David Stansel was one of them. Do you know him, W4KA?
Talked to him several times. example. So is that the one on that was on 291 across from Krispy Kreme?
Well, it's on 290, leaving Greer. If you're in Greer and you head north on 290, you go past Greenville Tech. And there is a Sphinx gas station on the left and something like a Citgo or something like that on the right. And right past that is a little Rebel restaurant.
Well, there used to be one on 291 there across from Dunkin' Donuts, but they tore it down. I know it's closed, and I'm pretty sure they tore the building down. But when I was in high school, we used to go. That's where we used to go and buy our beer. I shouldn't be telling this, but anyway, and I was like 16, but. The guy that was working there, he would come out to your car back then, and you know, you rolled your window down, and so he would ask for an ID, and I'd give him my license, but he couldn't do arithmetic, so finally I would just, you know, kind of act impatient and say, well, is everything okay? And he'd go, yeah, like that. He'd hand me my license back. And we'd drive off, and we were just laughing.
He graduated with Steve and Phil, W4NGU Phil. But I was going to ask you if that time, you had your ham license when we were working at Hess? Is that, because I think you had already graduated high school. I think, or else I was a freshman. And you were a senior. I can't remember. I was working at Roses, and I would leave Roses and come up the hill to Hess, and I would work the night shift on Hess. And you would work the day shift at Hess, and I would relieve you. You remember that?
Hopefully, David, I don't. All I can remember is when I got to Morris Hill College in 75, I was there. 75 through 77, and I would come home on a Friday afternoon. I'd get to the Hess station about 4 or 5 o'clock, and I would just come in and ask Mr. Martin if, you know, if he had any work, and there'd be, you know, about three guys sitting there, and he'd say, anybody want off for the weekend? And somebody would always jump up and say, yeah, you know, like that. So I'd go to work. I'd work Friday night, and then I'd work 16 hours all day on Saturday. And then he would pay me cash under the table. So I had a really good deal with him. He was a neat guy.
That Saturday that you worked all those hours, then you would leave, and Bucky Youngblood and I would come up there because we'd get off work at Roses. We both worked at Roses, and we'd come up there and relieve you. You and some of the other people that had worked the day shift. Anyway, I'm at home. I was just curious if you had your ham license back then. I'm at home, so I got to go in here and eat before it gets cold. But enjoy the QSO. Take care, and good luck with that antenna. KB4CBA, that's the 4DJW.
Well, this will be doing pretty good. I think I'll let it stay where it is right now. Well, no, I didn't get my ticket till 82, so Phil, you know, W4NGU got me interested in it after I got married and, you know, got settled down a little bit. But anyway, you have a good evening. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. I hope Santa's good to you. But anyway, we'll talk to you later, David. Enjoy your supper before NGU. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Now I've done messed up your call, and I can't remember it. Anyway, KB4CBA, clear.
KB4CBA, W4DJW, clear. All you got to remember is your own. Good talk to you. W4DJW, clear.